Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, we got a little bit of good news in the latest update. And then it was also bad news. We were originally looking a couple of days ago that it was coming at us as a Category 4 storm right off the ocean. That would have been extremely catastrophic for our coastline, no doubt, with the storm surge. But then we saw it track a little bit further north, wrap around Wilmington, and now we see it coming inland more. So the coastline where I'm at in Myrtle Beach might be spared that head-on brunt of, let's say, a Category 4, even a Category 2. But right now we're seeing the Category 2 hit just south of Wilmington, basically the eye passing over Wilmington, coming down between another part of the county I'm in. It's called Horry County, between Loras and Tabor City, basically along the South Carolina-North Carolina border. But it's going to come in as a 2, pass through there overnight. Tonight into tomorrow morning. So it may lose some steam hitting land, but it's not going to become the tropical storm that we thought it was going to be. It's actually going to maintain hurricane status. That's at least what they're saying now. But this has changed almost every 6 hours. It's in a different place at a different intensity. We have given up trying to predict where it might be. So we're really just living hour by hour here.
And the place is a ghost town. People have really followed the warnings to get out of the area.
Yes. This time they have really heeded the warnings because, like I said, the storm is coming off the ocean, which is different for us. Usually, that's why a lot of people say, I don't like to compare storms, but this is very similar to Hugo. And that's because it's coming off the ocean as opposed to up the coastline. So usually they kind of lose steam when they come up the land. This one's coming off the ocean. It scared a lot of people. We've had tremendous amount of beach erosion, and our dunes were wiped out in the last storm. We were literally days away from beach renourishment. They had to pull all the equipment out of the water a few days ago in anticipation of the storm. So we did not get our beach renourishment. I don't know if that's a blessing or not, because they'll be coming after this storm. But we need the beach to protect us from storms. That's why we need it. Our dunes haven't rebuilt yet. So if we get the 4 to 6 foot storm surge in the city of Myrtle Beach, as is predicted, it could be a washover, at least in that first row of houses on the oceanfront.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.